Welcome back to Yoda Unum on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Stephen Heiner, and with us, as always, is Father Arnold Schoner. Hello, Father.
Hello, welcome.
As I mentioned in our last episode, this will be a briefer episode simply because we've already done, not just at Restoration Radio, but other people have done outside of Restoration Radio, a lot of work on this. So starting, we'll refer to our podcast series, Work of Human Hands, with Father Jakata, which was based on his book, Work of Human Hands, which you can get from SGG Resources. Father also did his own YouTube series, Chapter by Chapter, which lives on the SGG Resources YouTube channel. It's still available for you to see. And then there's interviews that we did just in large part on the book. If you want to learn about the liturgical reform, there are hours and hours of audio and video resources for you that go into depth based on Father Jakata's 30-year research for his book. Now, that doesn't take away from the fact that Professor Amerio was experiencing the changes himself as a layman and had his own perspective. And so what we'll do in this episode is simply cover some of his reflections and, as we say, refer you to Father Jakata's audio, video, and written works to learn more.
It's very important for anyone who wants to properly educate himself to go to those sources which you have mentioned, because there's so much to learn, there's so much to know, there's so much to contemplate on the Mass. You need some incentive there, some help to learn, to get to this level of education, which otherwise it's not going to happen by itself. Yeah, so it's very important to use the right means in order to obtain that end.
Egalitarians want to raise the cultural level of the masses, but the abandonment of Latin displays a kind of despising of the people of God, as if they were unworthy in their coarseness to be elevated to a level at which they could appreciate the sublime and poetical, and it damns them instead to drag everything down to the lowest common denominator. Which is a very mild way of looking at how bad things have really gotten.
Well, it's a matter of experience. I mean, again, my years in Africa, the Africans just loved the Latin Mass and the Latin chant, the Gregorian chant, because in the expressions, in the words of St. Pius X, for example, in his encyclical on sacred music, to restore, he wished the restoration of the Gregorian chant, and that it be universally used again, which was not the case at that time. Unfortunately, they just loved it, and it has this character of universality. It adapts to every culture, to every background. It is, the modern expression, very inclusive. It covers everyone, so...
But truly, but in the sense of truly being inclusive.
It is this enculturation, adaptation of sacred rites, and especially of the language, using the vernacular languages. It's not only against the spirit of the Church, it's also practically, it's not necessary, and it is, on the contrary, detrimental to what people really want and really need.
The Church is in its substance unchangeable, and it therefore expresses itself in a language which is, in a certain sense, unchangeable and exempt.
That's the big question of liturgical, sacred language. It's one of those points which I've mentioned in this series, not so long ago maybe. There are things which have developed, evolved in the Church in a certain sense, and you can't just go back. Of course you can say, okay, Latin or Greek at the time when it was used by the apostles, they were very well living languages, but it has evolved away from that, like with all other liturgical languages, the only exception being actually Romanian. Romanian Catholics, they have been authorized in their day, 17th or 18th century, there was, and they united with Rome from Orthodox, that which they had been, and the Orthodox Eastern Schism, to use their language, which is still, has not changed too much, so they're still using the living Romanian language, but that's the exception which confirms the rule. Otherwise, all the rites, the Catholic rites, they use, as they say now, a dead language.